burst blood vessels in her eyes from getting jackhammered so hard by her blind brother. He says he didn't know it was her, but I just don't trust him.
I like that story.
Welcome to episode number 10 of the Marty and Michael Fully Actual Podcast. It's week 8 of isolation.
Is it really?
I don't know. I'm just guessing. It's been about 8 weeks. Matt's just Googling it now. He says 10 weeks. I'm not sure there.
Matt, you've changed seats. I like how you're now more direct.
Matt's testicles were out earlier.
Yeah, you've got holes in your undies. That was cute.
He bent over and his testicles popped out like a little groundhog poking its head out of a hole in the ground.
Do you shave your balls?
No, I'm too scared.
Dude, it doesn't hurt that much. Like, you know how the razor on the face that you
I'm just
use?
Worried that if you get through the skin, then your testicles will just fall straight out.
Yeah, you get cuts if you're not careful, but it is possible. So, tip for the kids when they get older.
Michael earlier was talking about how he still eats his snot out of his nose and he thinks that he'll never, ever stop doing that. You go to some fine dining at an expensive restaurant and Michael won't even attempt to eat the food because it looks gross, but he's fine to eat scabs and fucking huge...
Not scabs.
And huge bloody fucking mountains out of his fucking nose after a weekend on the bloody nose beers. Can't.
Oh, you're making me sick.
Makes no sense.
It makes no sense. But caviar, would you eat it?
Yeah, of course.
It's sick. Delicious. It's fish eggs. It's
salty little delicious. Yeah, well, fucking... Why don't you have a bloody snot jet, cunt? And a glass of piss.
Yeah, well, that's stunt time later. Everyone prepare.
There's nothing to really talk about. We're stuck inside all weekends. All we do is film with each other. We can't really plan very good pranks. We've been cringing a little bit at the last 2 weeks of video that we've put out. They're just fucking... They're getting old. It's
but
lame.
It leads to the point of how much better our website shit is than what we have to fucking give to social media.
This podcast is proudly sponsored by the University of Markle website, universityofmarkle.com. Go and register. We're giving away 2 weeks free, by the way.
Would there be 1 week?
No.
How long do we...
It goes from whenever anyone signs up, you get 2 weeks.
Oh, wow.
From when they sign up. But I don't know how they get that link. All right, forget I said that. Just go and register for the website because there's like nearly 10 hours worth of unseen content that we can't post anywhere. And now we're filming website exclusive videos. All right, we're filming videos that you can't see anywhere other than the website.
There'll be a torture one out by this time.
Yeah.
We've come up with a great idea. We're going to test all...
Torture methods.
Yeah. And that includes stretching. That includes waterboarding. It also includes... Hopefully, I can get... Because one of my toenails is gone that was weak in the other. But hopefully, I can rip a toenail off again.
And prickles. And rolling and prickles.
Yeah, we've got bindies galore now. It's that time of the year. And fuck me, do they hurt. It's like a cactus. But worse.
This brings us to our one of our favorite parts of the shit talk. Matt came in at about... What time did he come in? Must have been about...
midnight.
Yeah, midnight. And he started researching. He had this determination on his face. And he just desperately...
You hurt me then.
Wanted to get 4 facts that no one's ever heard of before. I haven't read them yet. He just sent them to me and he was all sweaty and all fucked. He just met the deadline right before he started filming. He finally managed to confirm that these are facts.
18 hours later.
Research facts, all right? He's a researcher from Wholesome. Wholesome's taught him everything he knows. Taught him how to walk and talk, how to negotiate, how to get this information. So really, this is Wholesome's fault. Matt Brown.
And that's concrete.
Office in Milton. On this day, in 1955, Paris Hilton started her life as a single sperm and developed into a fetus while still in her father's ballsack. Her father eventually gave birth to her out of his dick hole, which explains why she knew her way around dicks so well for her entire life.
Fuck, that makes sense.
Wow.
Matt, that's a clap. Well done on that one.
That was possible. God, that would hurt. Imagine having a fetus in your ball sack.
Have you seen those videos going around where dudes get fucked in their dicks with dicks?
No.
It's fucked. It's like, and self-mutilation. They cut their dicks in half.
Yeah, I've seen
and they jerk
of
off. And they come from it somehow. How do you concentrate on blowing when your dick's in half?
Oh, I can't even think.
They like
of
use
it.
The base and jerk the base off that hasn't been cut. And then somehow white shit comes out of this bloody mess.
On this day in 1999, Oprah Winfrey was given a warning by police for selling large pingers and her own breast milk to her audience members. She bribed everyone involved to keep their mouths shut, but Matt Brown from Wholesome don't take no fucking bribes, bitch. Wow, so Oprah's not all fucking squeaky clean.
Holy shit.
Used to be a pinger dealer. Who would have thought? Oprah Winfrey. That's a fact. That's a cold, hard fact. On this day in 1974, Michael Jackson was sexually assaulted by that kid from Home Alone. The kid overpowered the singer and beat him senseless before leaving him in a pool of his own ejaculate and blood. This incident is said to have sparked Michael Jackson's hatred for children.
Wow, that makes sense.
All revenge. All those times he fucked all those kids was all just revenge.
Trauma creates more trauma.
Fuck. All this time I've hated him, but... He's a victim. On this day in 1985, Mel Gibson was kidnapped by a Mexican drug cartel. They took samples of his foreskin and used it to invent meth. So meth was derived from Mel Gibson foreskin.
Oh. My mum's met him too. Good. Good, Matt. Not bad.
Everyone is now smarter. Thank you, Matt Brown. From Wholesome. The next segment has been renamed to and of course this is a segment where we just answer questions that you guys have sent in via Instagram.
So first question is from our dear friend Michael Fallon, which if you want to go to his Instagram is Michael_Fallon_. And he is asked, would Marty rather eat one of Michael's sexy toenails or get slapped? Dare or slap? Funnily enough,
I'd probably just swallow it whole.
Yeah.
Like a tablet or split it into four smaller pieces. And then, yeah, just with a big glass of water, I'd probably have to file the edges down so I don't slice my throat open on the barbed wire edges that are his toenails. And yeah, I'd eat the toenail.
Because you know, if you go back to our pretty much our first vids from Marty and Michael on Facebook, we started with dare or slap. So you always take the dare over getting slapped.
Always.
Kids. All right. Monique_Morris... Shit sandwich straight from the cow ass or shit sandwich from Judge Judy?
Cow ass.
Yeah.
Judge Judy. Human shit is so...
It's not good.
Concentrated.
Yeah.
And she doesn't look like she has a good diet. She probably just eats like lizard eggs.
Oh, yeah. And...
microwaved lizard eggs and like just really old milk.
Courtrooms and cases.
Yeah. It seems like she's just that cold-hearted that she doesn't really have taste buds. She just sort of consumes like things...
Judge hammers.
...that are lying around her and dying.
Yeah, it's 4:20 right now.
Ha ha!
All right, next question is from... Yeah, I'd probably go the cow too because it's animal shit, which I have consumed before. Lockie_Hardy_. Marty, would you rather fuck a cow with no udder or fuck Michael with a big udder in his stomach?
Fucking a cow with no udder would be like fucking a girl with no tits. I'd still fuck the cow with no udder. It'd sort of be like kinky in a way. It's like it's dressed up like a bull for me.
Yeah, okay. There you go.
Might have to rip one off and have a go.
How many udders do cows have? 6?
9.
Bullshit.
They have one udder.
No, they don't.
With 6 teats on it.
Oh, so an udder's that fucking tumor thing.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing. That's an udder.
Udder or 4 teats. I don't know.
Yeah.
It varies depending on how hard you fuck them.
Paul Venla. Why did Michael rip his toenail off? Why do I do a lot of things? I'd say for
a bit of a laugh.
Yeah, just to make some...
just a bit of a laugh on the weekend with the boys.
A bit of a giggle.
We had a bit of...
we had a big one a few weeks ago. We already told you.
And someone asked if what we did was real. And Michael said, yes, and then ripped a toenail off.
Had to prove it.
I have a question about your toenails. Do you ever get ingrown toenails because you rip them so much?
When I was a little tennis star as a kid, yes, I did, because I had, yeah, I guess the shoes and running around the hard court fucked it up. But I haven't as an adult. And I have heard if you rip a toenail off multiple times, eventually it will not grow back. But that's bullshit.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see about that.
We'll see about that one.
Doctors.
God. God says you can't do that. We'll fucking see. All right, next one. Courtney double Y8. Best accents from both of you.
Marcia am Trin.
German.
Yes.
Really?
No.
Oh, it sounded like your mom.
It was just weird noises. All right. You fucking right, mate. You fucking having a laugh?
Yeah, England.
Ha ha.
Or Wales. All right. I'm just joking. I'm just joking.
English.
That's Scottish. That's Scottish. I'm just joking. I'm just fucking joking. Or maybe that's...
It's Geordie.
That's fucking Geordie Shore or yeah. Wales or some shit. It's so hard. They're all just different.
All right, what's this one?
German, 9.
No, it's fucking Indian.
Yeah, but that's probably... Is that racist? Should we cut that one?
We'll let you decide at home if that's racist.
Nah, I reckon cut that, Connor.
Nah. Connor, leave all of this in. Even Michael...
No! No!
I want people to know that we considered cutting it if this goes out to the Daily Mail, all right? Leave it in.
No. No. We're redoing India. Why are we doing it? Everyone thinks it's racist if it's Indian.
What do you mean? If an Indian tried to do an Australian accent, is that racist? No, they're just fucking having a go at our
accent. Cut me freaking out and then we'll go to the next one.
No, I think the freak out is good.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Mm.
It's my choice. I say no. Connor, cut me freaking out.
Matt and I have outvoted you, Michael.
No!
It's 2-1.
No!
Connor, keep it in. I'll be very upset if this is out.
No! No, he's... No.
It's going in.
No, it's
staying
not.
In. Yes.
It's not.
Connor, it's
no.
staying in.
No! Let this, me say what I want to say.
This discussion is all staying in. This entire thing is staying.
No, it's
I'll
not.
I'll be so
no.
upset if this is all out.
No, no.
So
Connor,
upset. Honestly,
he's just trying
I'm being
to 100% fuck
obvious.
With me. Connor.
Matt even said, leave it in. It's
Connor,
fine.
We've spoken about this.
I'm attempting doing
we've
an accent.
We've spoken about this and you know, and I love you for it. So,
all right,
yeah,
next
you know.
Accent. Go. All leave right. it in. Russian.
Almost.
French.
Iceland.
Antarctican.
Is that even a race?
Yeah.
That's pretty racist, man.
All right, you go one more.
Okay.
Oh, people with coronavirus.
Nah.
What?
I'll do it one more time.
Like a chair? Like a piece of furniture?
One more time.
Stephen Hawking's If He Could Talk.
Come on. It's Italian.
Oh, yeah. I did hear pizza. I did hear a bit of pizza there. yeah, moving on. Okay.
Kind of leave it in.
Underscore Muniz 0. How tall are you guys?
Like 190 centimeters or some shit. Like 6'2", 6'3".
Yeah.
Some shit like that. How tall are you?
190. Marcus May. When is Matthew Brown from Wholesome, Matthew Gregory Brown from Wholesome, going to step his game up? Yeah, he has moved seats. He went from there to there.
And his testicles are...
He flashed this.
I need everyone to be more specific.
Everyone, if you want to address a question to Matthew Brown, be a bit more fucking specific. God.
Marcus.
In fact, message him. Everyone, message him on Instagram. No.
Marcus May.
Send him a picture of your dicks on Instagram. Matt Brown, 4-1s. Matt at Matt Brown and then 4-1s after it because he's the fourth Matt Brown to get Instagram. There are three before him. And then he's the fourth one. So Matt Brown, 4-1s in a row. Just send him a picture of your dick. and we'll show them next week on the podcast. All right,
I wish so we could
bulk
we
dicks.
Could do it in the website.
Bulk dicks. All right. Well, yeah, we can do that. We can show dicks from afar.
Yeah. Can we?
Yeah.
All right. Next question is Nick Walters 2. Do y'all give PhDs out for your university?
No, not yet. Like, it's going to take something pretty profound to for us to, first of all, even notice that you exist. And then second of all, honor you with a PhD, which we do have the power to give out.
No, we honor the people who are in the university. They've got their private
group. Yeah, but they don't get PhDs, though. The PhDs are reserved for, you know, geniuses like us.
Or Stephen.
Or Steve Hawking, yeah.
Stephen Hawking.
Yeah, the possibility is there, but like you have to work hard. You know what I mean? You have to work hard.
Illusionist Darius, what are three fucked up things you regret doing? Smoking for me is one. I've said it before. The time we fucking got in that brawl in Down Under Bar because Hendog was fucking getting nailed and I ran in and tried to take him off him. Next minute, I woke up dazed as hell and then I couldn't eat for 2 months apart from McDonald's chips because I had a locked jaw. No,
that's a good story and we
but
survived.
Yeah, okay. I guess it can't
be. We've survived really everything. There have been regretful moments, but then after when we've survived, it's fine.
Mm. Maybe
hit and run we did a while ago. That was pretty regretful.
Like if you look back at, you know, those moments where you're in the shower and you just think of your backlog of memories and you go, fuck, I wish I didn't do that. Ah, like you're twitching shit. Ah, damn. Like if you look back at the, and we said it last week, I think that night after a few sleeping wines. Tablets and wines, and I think we had a bottle of whiskey and then we wanted some money.
So we kidnapped that dude. But again, I don't regret it now.
Yeah, I guess it all worked out.
I regret it for a long time after.
Yeah, there was 2 weeks of misery. Like, I was like, oh, why did I do that?
We were like, oh, like that for a while. Oh, oh.
He was.
Oh, God. But yeah. No regret now.
Yeah, and maybe,
maybe something like that. Yeah. But not probably. I killed an kookaburra once by throwing a brick.
Dude,
regret that.
When I was a kid, I was probably like year two, so what?
I didn't
eight?
Mean to kill it. It just sort of struck it sweetly. I'd thrown so many sticks at it, and it just didn't know where the sticks were coming from. And then I was like, all right, last one, and just fucking, I don't even know if I'm allowed to say this.
Yeah, well, you were a kid. Everyone's thrown a rock at a bird as a kid.
And it didn't die. It just hit it, and then it sort of tumbled down the tree, and it was making this weird noise, and I left.
And then when you came back, it was gone. So it was fine.
I didn't come back. I'm fingers crossed
fine.
It survived.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
It's probably fine.
Sorry.
Yeah, well, when I was a kid too, also, I was with my cousin and we saw a bird's nest and we heard chirping going on. So, and we're like year two, 8 years old. So I was like, dude, climb up there and flip the nest. And he did. And he flipped the nest and all the fucking eggs broke and they were half-developed birds.
Mm.
And we felt so guilty inside, dude. So then we're like, how can we help them but not get the blame? So we went around to the neighbors and said, hey, can you help us out? We just saw some teenagers flip the bird nest over and we're here to save the day. And then the park rangers came, picked up the birds and apparently one survived. So we did good after bad. So I don't regret it.
I wish I was dead.
Did Marty play baseball growing up because he's got an arm?
No, we just played tennis and serving in tennis gives you a very good arm. So we thank tennis for our great aim and good arms. it's great. No, it's great to see. Yeah.
Bradley, two more questions. Bradley underscore Wayne 48. What is your obscure reasoning
cows,
right? But pussy.
Pretty. Please
broadcast.
So about 6 months ago,
was it? No, was it like more than six? It was over a year ago.
I didn't understand the question, so I just sort of attempted to answer it.
What is your obscure reasoning for fucking cows, right? Yeah.
Yeah. So about 6 months ago. Next question.
Ra underscore Dunaway. Besides saying I'm totally obsessed with you guys, I have a question for the podcast. Would you rather be quarantined with Hitler, Stephen Hawking? I love how she added the S. Or Judge Judy?
Judge Judy, just so I could get it done. Like, she's scary, but like physically, obviously, she can't touch me. And I would, I'd get a good compilation video of me just throwing my shit right at her back. Like, if she ever slept on her belly, I'd spray shit all over her back.
You could diarrhea squirt.
Yeah, all over her back. And over and over again. Unless she started getting, like, really upset, then I'd probably feel bad.
Nah, she wouldn't.
Yeah, I feel like she'd just be angry. And that doesn't trigger my sympathy. If she was crying, I would feel bad. But please stop shitting on my back. Like, yeah, that would make me feel upset.
That would hit the nerves of guilt.
But if she was just angry,
I'd
just continue to just pepper her with human shit.
I'd go to the cow.
For what? Quarantine?
The cows. I love cows. Yeah, not like sexually like you, but I like, one day I'll own mini cows and I'll just sleep in bed with them. Not sexually, I'll just hold them. Yeah, they're so beautiful.
That'll definitely turn sexual.
They're so cute, dude.
Definitely turn sexual.
It's like a big dog. I love their eyes. The eyes are like the size of this. This, if you can look on our podcast, which is like
you can hold
a 5-centimeter ball.
Mm.
Oh, and their heads are big dog heads. And they just, oh, dude, they're perfect. This shit's a bit weird. I don't know, like that. I wouldn't want that near my head when I was sleeping.
You get the freshest milk.
I just want their, I don't like milk. I just want to have my head resting on its neck. And then every night, we just go to sleep.
Fucking fuck the shit out of it.
Yeah, I guess if you're in quarantine, you probably would.
Vitaly's got arrested for this is all allegedly. I just saw an article from TMZ today for assaulting a woman. But that's interesting. Vitaly's been arrested. He's going off the rails by the sounds of it.
Yeah, he was arrested on Sunday for violently assaulting an unsuspecting jogger in Miami Beach.
But when they say violently assaulting, like, they fucking just...
Well, she needed stitches in her eye and she's complaining of bruising on her chest.
I know you're lying.
I read the article.
He allegedly jumped out of his car and tackled the woman on the ground. He then straddled the woman and allegedly punched her in the chest and face while she screamed for help.
I can't imagine that.
He had fucking 30 grams of mushrooms a couple of days ago. 30 grams of mushrooms put on his story. And then he was
they were shiitake.
And then he was out on his fucking jet ski a couple of hours later and just fucked out of his mind. So,
So he went mushroom psychosis.
Possibly.
Holy shit.
Very interesting. Anyway, we haven't had a look at the P.O. box until today.
It's here.
Our P.O. box right here. For those who can't see, it's P.O. box 256 Tagum, 4018 Queensland, Australia. Send us whatever you want. We'll open it live here on the podcast. People have sent us human shit and drugs.
Yeah. I did have a good time the other night.
So we hadn't been sent anything for a while, so we've just pretended that someone sent this in.
What's this segment?
Not a new segment. The segment is, it's called the PO Unboxing. Quite a normal name there. Bit disappointing, Matt. Eh? Run out of time, did you? Wow.
Can I open this one?
You know what? I think I'll open it. It looks like it could maybe be dangerous. All right.
I'm not allowed around here. Dangerous shit.
Oh, it's hairspray. Fuck yeah. Thank you, whoever sent... You can't breathe now! And that's how you use hairspray. So, thank you for sending that in. And, of course, no one actually sent this in. We just pretended that someone sent it in so I could spray my... So thank you. And that podcast, yeah, that segment is really taking quite a nosedive there. So try and send some stuff to us. All right, which brings us to our next segment, which has been renamed.
We're collapsing.
We're collapsing. I'm slipping down the hill. There's a water.
Quarantine fucked us.
And this is a segment where Michael just does a stunt. Well, we do a stunt. We do a stunt together, both of us, equally the same amount of effort put in by both of us into this stunt.
Give me a cup, Matt.
What do we have this week for stunt time?
So this is stunt time mixed with science time in a way, because I don't really know the because.
Oh, part. Well, let me explain.
Is there cups?
All right, to begin the stunt / science experiment, Mike will now use his thumb to flick his phallus out of his underwear.
So,
stick it in the cup.
People say, oh man, don't drink wee. I've done this before, but the objective of this stunt is to finish the whole glass. Because normally it's just a sip. Yeah. Normally you fuck it up. Don't! Don't! No, I want to drink it. I got a crab in my gooch.
He's begging me to stop him from shaking his arm.
Because that's a stunt, and it's stunt.
So
it's
that
stunt
we can time. Drink the piss. It's stunt. He's urinating time. In a cup. How's it going? Is it?
Yeah, it's slowly
coming. Man, your stream is really struggling, man. You've definitely got some sort of prostate problem.
There's no scientific evidence to support claims that drinking urine is beneficial. On the contrary, research suggests that drinking urine can introduce bacteria, toxins, and other...
and no, other, that's clean piss.
And other harmful substances in your bloodstream. There is a floaty
and a half in there. I just thought of a really...
There is. What's that?
It's you. That's you.
I don't want me. I don't want chunks
stop
of me.
Fingering your piss. So dude, I just thought of a funny thing.
Yeah.
Oh, I've like, how about like for just for this week, you drink it all because like it's your piss and it's crazy. Like if you're the one that drinks it all.
Oh, so we won't split the stunt.
Yeah. Not this week. I think this week, I reckon it would be so funny if you just drank all of your own piss.
Yeah. Okay. I'm on board.
All right. Yeah, let's do that.
Anyway. There was a bit at the end there that I really wanted Michael to hear. It says, bacteria, toxins, and other harmful substances into your bloodstream. It can introduce them into your bloodstream. Mm. It can even place undue stress on your kidneys.
We'll see about that.
He was fucking all excited for Matt to read facts about it.
Well, you know our friend.
Yes. Yes, I know our friend.
Oh, wow. There's chunks. You're right.
There are some positives, if you want to hear them too.
Fuck.
All right. Well,
let's hear the positives. Yeah.
All right. Before you drink it, here are some positives.
Urine is a powerful diuretic, which means that it can cause the body to expel more salt and water. Moreover, no research has found that drinking urine can lower blood pressure or otherwise improve heart health. I'm sorry. I thought that was positive, but it didn't come out positive.
Oh. I must have been mistaken then.
Anyway, here we go. Michael is about to drink his own piss. Here we go, Michael. It's stunt time.
It's dehydrated piss.
It's pungent.
It's been 4 days on alcohol. And
looks like there's
this
like...
This is what happens.
It looks like the last thing you did was have a wank, and then the first bit of piss that came out took the last bit of the sperm with it because there's some shit flying around.
Yeah, there is like a... It looks like a tadpole.
It could just be a dirty cup. Anyway, down the hatch, eh?
It's going to be hard normally.
Oh, commentators, you
do like
this.
One sip. But this is going to be so hard to down that whole thing.
You're
going
to have to really just open the throat and pour it down.
Can you say something inspirational?
Yeah.
Before I do it, like warm me up. There's hairspray. I smell hairspray.
That's so weird.
Okay, you go.
A lot of people always thought that Michael guy, he'll never amount to anything. And now you show them who you are. You skull that piss. Oh, he's really doing it. It's just fucking... That is gone. Oh, Oh, there's a bit left.
I got a bit. It's so sour.
Oh, it's hard to. It's hard to be talk now. It's hard to be talking. Oh.
I'll clap.
Oh, it's like off
piss.
Like imagine sour gummy bears that have been liquefied, but then sat out in the sun for like 3 days, and someone's pissed in that. That's what that tastes like.
So all you people who thought Michael would fucking never get anywhere in life, suck shit. Because look what he's just done. Yeah. Anyway.
Go me.
Time for our final segment, which has been renamed to
Shut the Door. It's the people and neighbors is your answer. You stick it out.
And this is, of course, where we just do a prank call. And you guys send in a little message and a number and a little backstory with something that we can prank call them with. All right, so this person has sent in. Hey, guys, I got a good prank call for my mate Jackson. We have started a page on TikTok called Just Jimmy, gained 6,000 followers, and the main fan base are gay men, and he gets extremely angry when they comment and message him explicit things. So I was thinking if you call him acting like one of those gay fans, yeah, and then drag it on from there. His reaction could be priceless. Cheers, guys. All right, fuck. This is good.
Yeah, this could be a really good one.
Hello?
Hey, my name's Brian. Is this Jackson at all?
Yeah, this is Jackson.
Oh, my God. Are you from the TikTok account Just Jimmy?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I can't believe I'm actually talking to you. This is so cool. Oh my God, I'll tell you in a second, but can I just say, I absolutely love your videos. Me and all my friends, like we just can't get enough of them. It's so cool. What videos you guys playing? I'm like shaking. I can't believe I'm talking to you.
Yeah, give my number.
Yeah, well, long story short, but this gay guy basically just knows a friend of yours, and he got it, and he's been passing it around. He's just been giving your number out. Yeah, he's just been giving your number out. I was like, you probably shouldn't do that. I said that to him, but he was like, he's just like, because he just went to all our gay friends and just sent your number and your TikTok account. And all the boys are just like, can't believe it, hey. And like, they're going to be so shocked when I tell them that I was talking to you. So do you have a girlfriend or a boyfriend or anything, or?
Yeah, I do.
Which one do you have?
Girl, mate. Girl.
Right. So how straight are you?
Nah, sorry, mate. I'm not into gay men, mate.
What do you mean? I'm not like...
I'm not into...
Oh, we don't have to have sex or anything, but would you be keen to just maybe have a drink or something? There's a lot of your fans would really appreciate it.
I'll pay.
Where are you from?
I'm from Melbourne. Where are you from? Yeah, so not too far away then. That's great.
It's pretty far away.
Oh, look, I always go down to Sydney for work anyway. So if you're ever around, I'm happy to. It's my shout, of course. We could just go to a bar and just get a drink or something and like just have some food or something. Just as friends and stuff.
Oh, no.
Oh, come on. Man. Come on, Jackson. I know you want to. I can hear it in your voice. I know you want to. God, you sound hot. So what are you doing? When he's posting your next video?
Huh?
When are you guys posting your next video? I'm like glued to the screen waiting for you guys to post it. Hey, like I literally cannot wait.
Never, mate.
What, you're not posting anymore?
No, this is messed up. But it's not anymore. I'm going to make
Jackson, I'll send you money, all right? Can you follow me on Instagram, please?
What's your account?
My account's Marty and Michael.
Marty and Michael.
Yeah, do you mind following us? Like, and
Marty and Michael, buddy.
What? Don't tell me you've heard of it.
What do you
Marty
think?
Marty and Michael,
you think
with Shami in that as well.
What do you think?
Yeah, they're mates of ours.
They're mates of yours?
Yeah.
I know who you are, Marty and Michael. Oh, my God.
Oh, we tipped the dick over. We did.
Yeah, sorry, dude. We just no, yeah, it is. Your mate said that you've had some of the gay communities getting pretty excited about your TikTok account.
Yeah, fucking not wrong.
Yeah, so he's just sent your number in and told us to stitch you up, Lulu. Hey.
I want to hit Marty.
Was I convincing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought I would be convincing at that. What sort of videos do you guys post that you're fucking getting noticed so much?
It's just my brother's video on me making me bloody sound like a dog or a bloody idiot. I don't know. He just gets me at the worst time. He's posting it.
Gets me the worst time. Sounds like me.
It's not that big, but I'm like shaking. I was like, no, this is not.
Oh, fuck, that's good shit. That's good shit. All right, dude. Well, sorry for fucking with you. I just wanted to see if I could try and have sex with you.
Oh, yeah, no, that would have been a hilarious pitch up. Like, I'm not into that shit.
Yeah. Yet.
Not that there's anything wrong with that, everyone.
Of course not. Fucking free love.
Oh, shit, what? Is this being recorded?
Yeah, yeah, this is on our podcast. This will be out next Monday.
If that's cool with you.
All right. Yeah, my mate says he always listens. Yeah, my mate always bloody shows me your prank calls. Actually, I should have known.
I wish I went along with it a bit longer. I couldn't help myself but give ourselves a cheeky little another follower.
Oh yeah, we wanted more.
That's my new follower.
Yeah.
I'll follow you anyway.
Oh, legend. Good on you, mate. All right, buddy. Well, we'll let you go, but keep getting those funny TikToks out, all right?
Oh yeah, I know.
No, all right, buddy. See you, mate. No worries. Bye-bye. All right. Next week, we're going to get like fucking hammered for the podcast.
Really?
We'll have a shot every 5 minutes. Matt's going to tell us every 5 minutes we have to do a shot. So
people have been asking that we both just get written
off. So we're going to get fucking sloshed next week for our podcast. So don't miss out on that one. And also...
Wait. There's other news.
Where the best?
Where the best?